For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. As many as 20 cars are heading from California to Tijuana with supplies for Central American migrants seeking asylum in the United States. Caravan of Love organizer Enrique Morones.
These people are escaping a very difficult situation in their home country, so they had to flee. They had to flee. They didn't have time to take a lot of things with them.
President Donald Trump says there are some very dangerous people mixed in with those migrants. He's threatened to close the whole U.S.-Mexico border, including halting trade with Mexico, if the arrival of migrants from Central America leads to disorder. Police in Paris have fired tear gas and used water cannons against protesters on the Champs-Élysées in the center of the French capital. CNN reports the Yellow Vest protests, which began as a campaign against rising gas prices, have morphed into a wider demonstration against the government of President Emmanuel Macron in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The man killed by a police officer after a Thanksgiving night shooting at an Alabama mall was likely not the gunman who shot a teenager earlier that evening, that according to a police update, but he may have been involved in the shooting. A motorist who allegedly caused a five-vehicle Thanksgiving Day crash that killed her and two others had recently been freed from the latest in a series of alcohol-related arrests and had a history of driving while intoxicated. The Clarion Ledger of Jackson, Mississippi reports 48-year-old Shelley Rose was going the wrong way on I-59 near Lumberton, Mississippi before colliding with two vehicles. When Chris Cole went for a dive last summer in Lake Huron, he found a shipwreck that had sunk in a brutal storm 90 years earlier. Cole tells CNN the 178-foot ship carried cargo when it went down in 200 feet of water, which included something unique and something that might someday be brought to the surface.
We recognized the grill on the front of it as being from a very old car. You know, comparing photos of cars back in those old days, we concluded that it was a 1927 Chevy Coupe.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the latest developments in the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, here's Wendy King.
Conservative author Jerome Corsi, an associate of President Trump's friend Roger Stone, is in plea negotiations with special counsel Robert Mueller's office. Corsi's knowledge of the WikiLeaks DNC email dump during the 2016 presidential campaign is of interest to Mueller. Corsi said in the summer of 2016 that he admitted he told associates that he believed WikiLeaks would dump the emails of John Podesta before it happened.
That new U.S. government report on climate change delivers a dire warning about its devastating impacts. Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State, says there are things ordinary people can do to help reduce their carbon footprint.
We really have to focus as individuals on two different things. We have to make changes in our lifestyle that we're able to. There are lots of things that we can do that reduce our carbon emissions, and they make us happier, healthier, they save us money. Riding a bicycle when we can rather than driving, using public transportation, more energy efficient vehicles and appliances, all these things that we can do that are low hanging fruit. They save us money and they help us reduce our carbon footprint.
The federally mandated study was supposed to come out in December but was released by the Trump administration Friday. Coming from the U.S. Global Change Research Program, a team of 13 federal agencies, the fourth national climate assessment was put together with the help of 1,000 people, including 300 leading scientists. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.